Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
In the house.
Sunday morning, 9 to 10, WBT. You can find us here every...
It's the week before the last show before
Sunday.
Christmas.
Yeah. What you say?
I'm just joking because Patrick messed up and said this show was there on February the 21st. I think he's wrong.
February the 24th would be what I said earlier, but...
December 24th. What'd you say? Come on, dude. Are you okay? You seem discombobulated today. Do y'all notice this, listening audience?
I think it's because you're wearing these sunglasses. I'm not really sure.
I'm sitting in a low rider chair.
And you're in a low rider
chair. I mean, I'm on the ground.
Usually you're like sitting up tall.
Surprised you didn't give me a red wagon to stroll in.
You want me to go get you a couple phone bucks?
I need something. I mean, I wore my cowboy boots. I'm already adding 2 inches. I'm still not 5 feet, but yeah, I'm coming up.
You have some extenders in those cowboy
boots? Yeah, I definitely have some extenders in all my shoes.
I hear you.
You know, they sell them on the black. What is that internet called? The dark net?
The dark net?
You can get some shoe extenders.
That's why you're on
I've
there.
Never been on the dark web.
I was about to say.
I got to say, I do not know anything about the dark web. I only hear rumors.
I hear it's bad. It's not good.
I think it's fictitious.
Is that where all that cryptocurrency hangs
out? That's where they steal it.
That's where they steal it. I got you.
If you got crypto and you in the dark web, you deserve to get your crypto stolen.
I don't have any crypto. You got crypto still? You still got any
Bitcoin? I don't own any crypto.
Oh, man. You're
might own
a
miner or two. There's so many variables you can do,
yeah,
do with
it's
that
pretty
stuff.
Interesting. It's pretty interesting. Well, Trent, holidays are here, man. Christmas is just around
I'm
the corner.
I'm so excited, man. Been spending time with the family.
It's good.
I got a story for the audience. So we have 3 girls, 4 kids in school. Tatum, 10th grade, Rowan, 9th grade, Piper, 7th grade, and wee little Ford's in the 3rd grade. But he's not in this story. So this week is exam week. And last night, Reagan told me, exam started this morning. She said that she got a call out from the school that there's so many people's kids sick in the 7th grade.
Oh, yeah.
That they canceled exams for 7th grade, for the whole grade. So Tatum, 10th, Rowan, 9th, and Piper, 7th. Piper's out. She's done. And Tatum and Rowan still have to go take exams.
I got some curiosity on this one. You think some smart 7th grade is hitting some Ponzi scheme, is it?
I gave all my my conspiracy theories, and I tossed them up. Reagan shot them down. She wasn't playing that. She said, no, dodo head. 20% of the school's already sick. 20% went home early. 20% going to be sick tomorrow. They can't have less than half the kids taking tests. Don't you know that?
Well, maybe I need to go take a look at Scarlett. She might have been in on this. She is also in the 7th grade. She's homesick today.
Huh.
Man,
what's up with these 7th graders?
I don't know.
I don't get it. That's weird.
Hey, did you say toss it up and shot it down because we got Steve Meckler on the show
coming up?
I
did.
A little
was kind of
foreshadowing.
Trending.
Yeah, that's what they call it now. Yeah, trending.
Hashtag trending. But I'll tell you, Reagan said when she was telling me this, you're trying to change the subject. When she was telling me this about Piper and that call out, she's like, I mean, truly a Christmas gift, right? I mean, like, if you're in school and you got exam week and the day before exam week starts, the school cancels exams and you're done. That is like, I've honestly never had that good of a surprise.
What about the kids like you and I probably were when we were middle school that had prepared so much for those
tests? Well, I needed the exam. I mean, fortunately, Piper's already got all really high grades.
If I could just get an 84 on this one. I know how that goes.
Piper, she's pretty intelligent. I think she got 98% of my brain. She got Reagan's hair. God bless.
I don't know, maybe.
She's got my jump shot. She shoots a lot, about 22%.
I've seen you 2 days in a row in both days. Well, you got a hat right there. You didn't have a hat on. I didn't know if you were turning over a new leaf.
I just carried my hat in. I thought I'd formality.
You got it nice. You got it combed over.
Yeah.
Looking good.
I mean, you know, letting it out.
It looks like you might have a little product up in that thing.
I do. Man, why are you complimenting my hair so much?
I need a haircut. I got
so it's
one
the
tomorrow.
Season of Christmas dinners. Yeah, okay. How many Christmas dinners have you gone to?
Oh, not too many yet, actually.
We had one last night. We went to Bentley's.
Oh, yeah.
Over in Piedmont Road. It was delicious.
Is that the old, they moved, or is that a second location?
I didn't ask. I was embarrassed. You know, I went to Bentley's up top on the 27th floor Bentley's.
You were trying to figure out which fork.
It was nice then. I think both of them were expensive.
You were trying to figure out what fork to use. It's intimidating at those places.
Excuse me?
They got like three different forks. You got to figure out which one to use.
I don't really care. I'm not playing into it. They can take them all and put them back and give me new. I don't care.
As long as you're not combing your hair with one, you're good.
I ate my whole meal with the oyster fork. It was real small.
Little tiny guy.
Yeah.
You get down in there in the crevasses.
I said, can you bring some more cocktail sauce for all my food? They said, sir, you're eating lamb.
It's good.
It's pork. I did have lamb chops. I'll tell you a story about eating lamb. I had never had lamb. I'm from the West Side. I don't think it's too prevalent.
They don't have
West
lambs
Charlotte.
Over there. They call them sheep.
Not really bad. We went on our honeymoon, a Mediterranean cruise, and we went to Turkey.
Yeah.
And one of our stops, and we'd go downtown Turkey, and I don't know what city it was, Kusadasi or Shadasi. Anyway, we're walking through the market, man, and they got these lamb racks in the front of these windows, and they got the skewer, you know, with the lamb meat on. I'm so hungry. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm a meat eater. That looks so good. I was like, I got to get some lamb. So we go in. I get some lamb, and it was so gamey. I took one. The smell actually got me. I could not eat it. I was like, I'll never eat lamb again. I was like, we have to go. I had to leave. And now I eat it.
You've evolved.
Now, since lamb has came to the West Side, I like it. It's a little less gamey. Anyway, we got Steve Meckler.
He was immediately regretting
the decision.
I don't
know if I just said his name wrong, but Steve and I met years ago. I think it was 13 or 14 years on the Make-A-Wish Central and Western North Carolina board. Became really good friends and been friends since then. He is an attorney with Shoemaker and Loop, and I can't wait to hear about his world. When we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your host. Check us out, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We are out there, Trent.
Man, you're pumped up.
I'm fired up.
He is. It's the holidays.
He's fired
up. La, 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 la. What's up, Steve?
Not much, man. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you in the studio. Yeah. It's awesome for you to come on the show. So
y'all met at Make-A-Wish, you were saying. That's where you initially.
Well, we were talking about the show. Yeah. We were skeet shooting together. And I was like, man, you need to come tell your story.
Man, what do you want to know?
I'll tell you.
I hadn't started at the beginning.
Back in the day, we used to golf together.
Yeah.
But you've changed your focus to skeet shooting, correct?
Terrible at golf. Terrible.
Me too.
I can shoot better than I can golf. But, I'll tell you. I'll give you a little bit of my story because it's kind of funny. So, I'm a lawyer.
Really?
And so I met my wife in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And I was poor as can be. Didn't have two nickels to rub together. Was working in marketing and didn't know what to do with my life and went to some LSAT prep course, which is like one of these Kaplan things that gets you ready for law school.
Yeah.
And go in there and the guy goes, you know, here's the course. It's $2,500. And back then I'm like, $2,500, that ain't for me, man. I don't have it. And he goes, but we're going to give one course away at the end of the seminar. So he picks my name, take the LSAT prep course, score like 96th percentile, go to law school.
Get out
That's
of here.
How I ended up
what?
There. Yeah.
So how did you
how get How old were you?
Yeah. I was like 25.
You had gone to undergrad?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to undergrad?
Went to Kent State.
Kent State. Yeah, man. For some reason, I find myself watching Kent State scores.
Golden flashes, man.
No way.
So you went to Kent State. What'd you study?
Marketing,
political science.
Oh, political, okay.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't get a job with that.
How'd you get to Charleston from Ohio?
So I had it's interesting that we're in here. That's a funny story too. So I'm literally working for a muffin company in Ohio.
Cool. Yeah.
It sells batters to like McDonald's and other places. But I was the anchorman on the Kent State News Channel.
What?
Yeah, I was the anchor.
You're in the right studio.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to give you a nickel tour of the TV studio after. So you were on TV?
Yeah, I was on TV at Kent. And so.
So you were like anchorman?
Yeah, I did the nightly.
Looks like Anchorman.
I did 80s? The nightly news. I was younger, better looking.
No
back
way!
Then.
Come on.
Yeah, so I go down to Charleston. I interview to try to get a job down there because I had some friends down there and got a job at the WB, not WBT, but WB back then. And they didn't have a news station, but they were going to start one. They go, "Come on down, do sales, and we'll pay you X dollars." And I go, okay, so I quit my job. I'm driving down literally from Ohio to Charleston, get about halfway, get a call from the station manager. He goes, "Hey, man." He goes, "I couldn't get that salary approved." He goes, "We can pay you, but it's going to be, you know, a few thousand dollars less." And I'm like, "I don't think so. I don't play that game." I'm like, "I'll get down to Charleston. It was easy to get this job. I'll get another one." I could not get a job.
Oh, no.
I was literally living
in the... So you told him no.
Yeah.
You're like, no. I'm not working for free.
Yeah, thinking, oh, no problem, I'll get a job.
That was so trending towards your lawyer days. Though.
Yeah, man.
You had it in your blood.
So I get down there. I'm literally living in an apartment. I've got a studio chair, a little TV on a milk crate, and I'm eating peanut butter and jelly rolled up in tortillas because that's all I could afford. I'm charging my rent, and then I met my wife, Deb.
How did y'all meet?
We met at the pool.
At the pool at the apartment complex?
You
were hanging out at the pool the whole time?
It was great,
goodness
man.
Grace. Is she from that area?
So she grew up in Florida, but she had been living there, working at MUSC as a pediatric nurse. And
she had some money.
She had some money. And, you know, I'm thinking, this is great, man. She's got a car. She's got a dog. She's got furniture.
And you've got tortillas and peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm eating peanut butter out of tortillas.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah, so she's at the pool. I'm at the pool, and she's by herself. She's in this – she's going to kill me for saying this, but she's in this little white crochet bikini.
Oh, yeah.
She's a looker. And this little crab had crawled over from the marsh and got in the pool. And I'm like, that's my end, because Deb had got in and she was on a raft and she floated by. So I used the crab as my intro. I said, "Hey, you got to be careful. That might get your toes." And so we started talking. I'll never forget, there was this guy from Boston hitting on her at the same time. But I won her over in
Ohio.
And here I am. Yeah.
Are you from Ohio?
I grew up in Akron.
Akron, Ohio.
And dude, this is how country I was coming down here. I'm in this pool in Charleston in cut off jean shorts.
But she's, you know, there's a running joke is a lot of Florida fans wear jean shorts. So she's from Florida, got the jorts. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, the jorts won him
could've
over.
Could have been the jorts.
Could have been, but she bought me a pair of black bathing suit trunks, so I don't think it was a jean short.
She gave you a gift. That was a gift?
Yeah, she's like, you can't wear those.
So hold on. So you meet Deb, and you're poor, and she's you got some money. I would think you'd be trying to be a nurse at that point.
he got the LSAT for free.
So did you say, I want to try to become a lawyer?
I didn't know what else to do. So, if you're a political science, it's always in the back of your head. But sure. I didn't really know if I wanted to do it. And if I hadn't won that course, I don't think I would have. I'd have probably kept on trying to do the TV or radio or
you'd
something
be in
like
here.
That.
You'd be TJ.
Yeah.
He's a little older than you. He'd already been in that seat.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have made it 18 years ago. Right,
no,
exactly.
Man. You know, life's so fortuitous. So I did go down there and I put a demo tape together for a radio station.
Cool.
It was terrible.
You still have it?
No, I don't have it. I probably have some of the video somewhere. But I remember I got a job at this one radio station. The guy's like, you can do like the 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. shift just to get started. And I'm waiting for him to call me back, tell me when I'm going to start. He gets fired. Nobody else knows about it. They don't give me the job. But I met this girl who was in radio. I don't even remember her name. And I let her listen to the tape. And she goes, Steve, she goes, that's awful.
She told you that? She goes, that's really bad. She probably thought you were trying to hit on her.
I don't think so. It really was bad.
Her name wasn't Deb, was it?
No.
Was she from Boston?
No.
Just kidding. So, that's crazy, Steve.
So hold on. So you won. How many people were in the seminar?
There are probably 30 people in that room.
And you won the free one?
I won the free one.
And then you took the course and made a 95 percentile or something?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Where'd you end up? I don't think you said where you went to law school.
So I went to Case Western Reserve.
Okay.
Up in Cleveland.
All right.
So I took Deb to Cleveland.
Oh, man. From Charleston?
From Charleston.
Florida to Charleston to Cleveland? Are you crazy?
It snowed one day, yeah. And she looks at me and she goes, "Steve, I love you, but I'm not staying here."
Oh my gosh, that's like the coldest place. Yeah, that's tough.
But she stayed with you through college, through your law degree.
Yep,
law school.
And then did you come back to Charlotte right after law school, or this area?
Right to Charlotte.
Yeah.
So what is the law school? How long is law school?
3 years.
3 years. Mm. Did you do well in law school?
Yeah, I did.
Graduated
with honors.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And then you moved straight to Charlotte. And then how'd you get a job in Charlotte?
So came down, interviewed with a guy named Scott Stevenson, who was at Hedrick Eatman at the time. He did Med Mal defense. And great guy. He just retired. And I'll never forget my interview with him. I sat down, and he looks at me and goes, "Do you like to drink beer?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And he goes, "Great, we're going to get along fine." We got along from them, and he hired me. Worked for him for a year, then went to Smith Helms when I had kids because I needed the money. And then he called me a couple years later and said, "Hey, man, I'm going over to this place called Shoemaker." And I said, "Shoemaker?" I go, "Aren't they out of Toledo, Ohio?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he's talking to some other firms. He goes, "But you
really?"
He goes, "You got to come meet these guys." I'm like, "Scott, I'm not feeling that." He goes, "You got to come meet these guys." So I went over. This was in 2003. Met the folks from Shoemaker and loved them. And been there ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I talk a lot about this show. I know you listen to all the shows. You've probably heard this multiple times.
It's my favorite.
The coolest thing about this show is you can hang out with somebody and play golf, go shoot skeet, whatever, drink beer together over years. But you never get this.
You don't get
the stories.
Hard
hitting. And I talk about it's like speed dating on steroids, right? Because you bond with somebody, you hear the story. That is a cool story.
Yeah, man.
Dang. So you've been at Shoemaker for 20 years now.
20 years.
20 years. And earlier I said Shoemaker Loop. I did not say Kendrick. And that's like in our profession, we have architects like Meyer Greason, Paul and Benson. I think they added another name. We do a lot of business with those guys. They keep bringing these young whippersnappers home.
Yeah.
They're not really young whippersnappers. I've worked with these guys for 25 years, but then they get their name on the board. Andrew Roby, Haston McIsaac. What you think? You think that's something we can do?
I thought we were going to shorten it up.
TJ Boggs, he's Wade Boggs' son. He likes to drink beer.
There you go.
You know Wade Boggs. He's a big beer drinker.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what fun radio.
Yeah.
We got Steve Meckler when we return telling old stories. Patrick McIsaac still to my right. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last couple of segments, go back. You can hear us on anywhere you can find a podcast and check our LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. But Trent, Steve Meckler is dropping dimes on
us. And now we have our headphones, so now we can really make sure we're talking right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully the first segment. I just never knew Steve Meckler was poor.
Oh, yeah, man.
Well, yeah,
that is a good story.
Met his wife in a pair of jean shorts in a pool.
In a pool. From Ohio.
From Ohio.
Went to Kent State. Man.
Yeah, man.
You know, now I'm going to start rooting for Kent State. I always root for colleges I never really followed when I realized there's an acquaintance.
Well,
and
he's from Akron, which has got another cool nickname for the Zips. The Zips of Akron.
Yeah.
So,
I got to ask you, did you go to Myrtle Beach when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
We went to Myrtle Beach once when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
All the little girls I was trying to swim in the swimming pool with at Myrtle Beach when I was 8, 9, 10, 11 were from Ohio.
That's funny.
For some reason, they like to go southeast.
8 hours, man.
8 hour trip.
Yeah, it's probably 12 to get to the beach.
It's funny he says that, but the same thing, we would go to Panama City. I grew up in Georgia in Destin area, and it seems like everybody was from Ohio.
Ohio is a big state.
People like to get the heck out of there, man.
Yeah, it's a little
cold. Now there's a lot of folks in Charlotte from Ohio.
Yeah, there are a ton.
I keep seeing these Ohio State Buckeye signs in people's yards. Oh, you're a Buckeye.
I do like the Buckeyes.
It's been a tough 3 years.
Yeah, my buddy's Scott Biddle lives across the street from me, has two young kids.
He's Cleveland, right?
He is an Ohio State Buckeye diehard. He loves the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Cleveland Browns, not the Cincinnati Bengals, but the Browns. Are you a Browns guy?
I grew up watching the Browns.
They're having a pretty fair year, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're doing well. They're doing well.
I mean, they likable team. They got pretty color, burnt orange.
Dude, I tell you what, from Ohio, you get used to being disappointed. So I think I've lost money on Ohio State every year in the last 3 years. I'm like, they can't lose to Michigan again.
Three times.
But sure enough, they do.
They're talking about firing that coach, right?
I know it.
Well, we.
I'm like, the dude lost one game a year.
That's the only one that matters.
It's such a big deal. I see that.
Yeah. We have two members of our team, Chris Gibson and Alex Wellman, and Chris is a diehard Michigan fan. Alex is diehard Ohio State, so we like to stir that up just as much as possible.
I mean, I don't think
can.
Ohio State's had a leg to stand on, though.
Before that, they had won like seven in a row or something.
Urban. I don't think Urban Meyer lost once to Michigan.
Yeah. Really?
They hadn't won once.
Jim Harbaugh.
Wow. Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Well,
did he coach at Ohio State?
No, he coached at Michigan. He's a Michigan.
I know he's at Michigan. He's fraudulent.
He's from Ohio, I think.
Okay. He's from Ohio.
I think so.
But he's breaking rules, right?
Yeah, he
has. Those guys in NASCAR say if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. I think, and then somebody tried to justify Jim Harbaugh, some Michigan fans, that if you're not trying, you ain't not cheating, you ain't trying. That's not how I was raised.
No. My mom always said win, but be fair doing it. Just be good.
Be good.
Be good.
So you said you had another story
because
your other story
thing.
Was so daggone good. I want to hear this one.
This is a good one. So I think it was, let's see, how many years ago? Five, six years ago. I'm in the Tampa airport, and about a month before, my wife had gotten me at one of those DNA tests for Christmas. And I'm like, I don't think I want to take that. She's like, look, you've always said that things are kind of fuzzy in your background. And so I took the thing. I'm sitting in the airport, and I get the results, and it says I've got a stepbrother. So I call my – I was raised with three other siblings. Huh. I call my sister I'm close with. I go, hey, I just took this DNA test. It says we've got a stepbrother. I go, what do you think about that? Do you think Dad was messing around? Should I call him? She goes, you gotta get a hold of this guy. And you can email him in this app. So I email this guy, and I go, hey.
She tells you got to go for it.
Yeah. So I email this guy. I go, hey, I took this DNA test. Says you're my brother. He emails me back. He goes, look, all I know is your dad's not your dad. The guy who raised you. And he goes, I don't know how much you want to know. I'm like, I want to know it all, man.
Yeah, now, yeah.
What?
Whoa.
So he found out who his dad was. We shared the same dad. And neither one raised us. My dad apparently couldn't have kids, so they used a donor. Yeah, it's crazy.
Whoa.
Crazy. And my dad had passed when I found this out. We confronted my mom, and at first she said, no, this can't be right. And eventually she broke down.
She broke down?
Yeah.
She had lived with this lie?
Yeah, she was like 80-something at the time. I'm like, man, she almost made it.
She tried to die with the lie.
Yeah. So it's crazy, but I've got like three half-brothers, two half-sisters. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
So are your siblings your blood?
So my closest sister, we share the same father and mother.
Okay.
I've got another sister who's got a different father and a brother who just refuses to take any tests whatsoever.
Praise.
But he's about 6'3", and I'm about 5'9", so I'm pretty sure we got a different dad.
So I got to ask, so have you become close? Do you have a relationship with this stepbrother?
So two of them I've been in touch with, and we'll communicate every now and then. Like the guy texted me on my birthday, said happy birthday. And at first I was trying to communicate with these guys a little bit, and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I don't even really talk to my brother I grew up with that much. I don't really have time to be doing this.
Right.
So we'll communicate occasionally, but keep waiting for other people to pop up.
Are you glad you took the DNA test?
You know, it's good to know, because it's good to know where you're from. And it has caused a lot of issues, so I wouldn't necessarily recommend them unless you're willing to find out
some hard
truths.
I'm not taking a DNA test.
No chance.
So it's funny. So I went out to dinner. We went to the Beef and Bottle, a buddy of mine and his dad, and I'm telling his dad this story, and his dad goes, you just got to forget about all that. He goes, he's like,
you made him. He started.
He's starting to think. He's
how?
Like, he's like, nobody in my family's taking any DNA test. So
right, that old soul.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I talk about that a lot on the radio. It's like every day you live, exponentially more experience and grace you have for the older generation when you were young.
Yeah.
I used to say, well, how could they do that? And then you get older, you're like, oh, move on.
Right, right.
Just appreciate life.
That's you're right,
saying,
man.
It's so funny. You saying that that your friend's dad reminds me of something. My dad, late dad, he was awesome, but that's how he was. He was like, look, son, stop asking questions. Right. Just enjoy the ride.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
So yes. What? So does Deb have any guilt?
No, I don't think so. I think she loves it, man. It's like her opening line at every party now.
That is awesome.
And so, but it's cool, you know. So, a lot of Scottish in me now. And the guy told me the story. Apparently they were like marauders in Scotland, got run out of the country, ended up in America in like the 1700s. And it's pretty interesting history. But
so you're a warrior.
Yeah, man.
The Mecklers. Yeah. They are warriors. Well, he's really actually not a Meckler.
I'm a Mitchell.
A Mitchell. Yeah. He's a Mitchell.
Wow. It's amazing how
do
close
you have
it
a tartan?
Is.
Yeah, there is one.
Because I'm a Presbyterian. We have Scotch-Irish as our heritage.
That's what we are. Yeah,
I don't think I'm Scottish at all, but I might be, but I'm never finding out.
Proceed cautiously.
If you want to donate, give me a tartan, I'll take it.
I'll have to find one. I mean, I know what it is. I don't own one.
You don't have your pattern?
I know what the pattern is.
Oh, you do know.
Yeah, but I haven't bought one.
You've never worn a skirt.
I don't have the legs for it.
Oh, man.
You got a family crest or something?
Well, you lace the boots up real high.
Yeah, I could do that.
Can you play a bagpipe?
No, but I could learn.
Do you like to fight?
I do like
to fight. You are a feisty little
scrapper.
Rascal.
Yeah.
So Steve and I served on the board at Make-A-Wish. We're going to talk about Make-A-Wish in the last segment. Because everybody knows that listens to the show. Leading up to our cornhole tournament, we tell a wish story for 10 shows. At the last segment, we talk about Make-A-Wish and tell a wish story.
He knows that. He's never missed a show.
That's a great tournament.
Well, I was trying to reiterate it. Okay. But so we'll talk about our Make-A-Wish days and our charitable days with Make-A-Wish when we do the last segment. But Steve on the board, when I was a greenhorn, this was like the biggest thing I had ever done at the time I joined this board. And he was feisty. He was always keeping everybody in check and standing by your principles. Thank you. I learned a lot from you.
Thanks.
You gave me a lot of courage.
That's a blessing and a curse.
Well.
You know, it's good because I can look at my son and say, hey, man, I've always stuck to what I believed in. But when you're in the trenches, sometimes it can be a little hard.
Yeah.
And you got to take some hits and you got to be willing to do that to have some principles and some directional thinking.
Well, in the Remodeling Association, about a decade before I held my guns and looked up to Randy Burris and stayed with him, and that was a good decision. And I think early on in my Make-A-Wish board days, I held my guns with you, and it worked out.
Yeah.
So, and it was the best thing for Make-A-Wish. Will you stick around?
Yeah, man, love to.
All right, Steve McLaurin here cutting up today, having some fun. It's always great when we can have an attorney in the house. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby Family of Companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we are having a blast in here with
Steve.
We are
having fun. I got a question for you. What day is the day? What day are we on the air?
19th.
The 17th.
17th.
You
I've been
slipping.
Off all the whole why did you ask that?
You were all foggy. You were on the phone when I saw you outside. Then you went to the conference room and got on the phone.
Had to handle some biz, man.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm out of the handling business.
No, you're not.
I'll let y'all do it.
We've had some conference room conversations before.
So
WBT.
We have. I do want to say, Steve, your focus in lawyering the attorney world is in the construction side of the business, right?
No. Yeah, we do a lot. So I do a lot of construction defect work on the representing the companies and the manufacturers, and then I do general business litigation.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what all does Shoemaker Loop Kendrick do?
We do everything for business.
Everything for business.
Yeah, anything a business can need.
No personal.
No, we don't do we'll do some personal financial planning stuff, but for the most part we're representing businesses either in deals or litigation.
Got it.
but generally not individuals.
So is your firm nationwide?
So we're in Wisconsin, Ohio, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
And you started in Ohio?
Started in Ohio. We're having our 100th year anniversary this coming year, and followed clients and grew. One of our biggest contingencies in Florida right now, between Tampa and Sarasota. In Charlotte, we've been consistently growing. I've got a new crop of younger attorneys in as the older guys are retiring. And so, opened a Charleston office about 6 years ago that's going gangbusters. So we're really doing well. It's been fun.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That
appreciate
is cool. And your buddy that brought you on board just retired.
Just retired.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all still awesome. Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. It was hard to believe. I'll miss him. It feels like it went like that.
Man. It does. Hey, 2003 seems like it was like that.
I know it.
So I said we met on the Make-A-Wish board back right after the recession. I just remember that. And then we went through, hired a new CEO of Make-A-Wish Central and Western North Carolina and rode that out. And then you can only serve a certain amount of years. You timed out.
Yep.
And then subsequently I timed out. They got a new office. I went and visited the ribbon cutting the other day. Don't know anybody anymore. You know how it is. I did see Phil Colosso, though.
Did you really? You did a great job because you, if I remember, you led the search for our CEO at the time and ended up with
Amy
Brindley. Yeah,
Amy Brindley.
Boy, and she was great.
She works for Make-A-Wish National now.
I know it.
She was great.
Yeah,
it's great for the organization. Really embodied the mission, and I always compliment her really well. We need to have her back on the show.
Yeah,
she's
I agree.
Been on the show
yeah,
before.
It's been a minute.
But she was good at making tough decisions and saying the not popular statement, you know?
She was. She was a leader.
She really was. And I learned a lot through that process from you and Rich Campbell and Phil Colosso, really kind of my three there were some other folks too, but good old days. This year, you started something like our cornhole tournament. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so, I like shooting trap and sporting clays and always attended your cornhole tournament and was just so impressed by, number one, the support you got from people, how you all put it together, and you've been doing it so long. And I'm trying to think, what can I do to give back? Because I still love Make-A-Wish. I think it's a great organization.
It is.
And I kind of tried to model it somewhat after what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I take you as an inspiration for doing it. Mm-hmm. And so this year was our first year out at Meadowood. I think we had something like 80-some shooters, which was great for first year, raised some money.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this on the radio. If you want me to help do some strategic planning with you for next year, I'll be glad to.
Would love to.
From coming to the event, I mean, I guess I realized it was the very first one, but it was run so well, never known that.
Thanks.
It was a great
fun.
Day. Yeah, it was
a great day. I think I can help get you some sponsors.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Patrick and I are in the construction business, obviously.
We like
a
to shoot
A lot of people
guns.
Like to shoot.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
It's a big thing. Trap. Explain trap.
What's the difference? Yeah.
Okay, so trap goes out away from you. Skeet goes sideways in front of you, and sporting clays is kind of like golf where you've got stations you go to, and every station's different. Some they'll be going away, some across, some you'll see rolling on the ground, which they call rabbits.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
They had the cool one that shot the rabbit, I guess, into the water and bounced.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before
yeah,
out there. That was cool,
great.
Meadowood.
I've never hit that one.
I think I missed a lot that day.
I want to see a fish come up after you shoot, yeah.
Steve invited me last year down. We went down to Rocky Creek where you shoot down in South Carolina. Great place.
Yeah.
You've never been, go check it out. I think public can go, right?
Yeah.
You
can get a membership, makes it a little cheaper when you're down there, but anybody can go, easy to get to.
Me and Knox are still gnawing on them sausages I bought.
Good, man.
I told Reagan I was going back. She said, well, don't buy any more sausages because you hadn't finished those two jars you have.
Those are great.
I'm about 75% through the two jars, but yeah.
That's good, man. Get some saltines with them.
Yeah.
Good appetizer.
Like a little Vienna. Steve, how can people look you up?
Go to www.shoemaker.com and just look for my bio.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you everything you need to know about me.
Well, Godspeed to you, man.
Thanks, man.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here.
Same to you. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun. All right. Thanks for listening. Listen, go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated and carry a smile around. Thank you.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.